All right. So when are notes securities? All right, so we, as real estate investors, you've probably run across people that are using private lenders, right? So if you're borrowing money from your parents, your brother-in-law, somebody on a not on a regular basis, you know, just an isolated transaction, the SEC, the state securities agencies, they don't care about that, right? They are looking for people who are in the business of borrowing money repeatedly. I call them serial borrowers. So if you are continually borrowing money from private investors, and I like to distinguish that from hard money lenders or institutional lenders, okay, a private lender is someone who's not holding themselves out to be in the lending business. This is your, you know, your family, your friends, your acquaintances, people you meet at networking events, those people who are not in the business of loaning money, but who have some investment dollars and are willing to loan you money on a one-on-one basis. That's what I mean by private investors. So if you are in the business of borrowing money from those people, that really is, you're in the business of selling securities, and you need to follow these securities laws that I'm teaching you about today. So what is an investment contract? Well, investment contract is a little bit different. So there, 1946, the U.S. Supreme Court heard a case that actually originated in Florida, and a place called, there's actually a little town called Howie in the Hills in Florida. It's kind of in central Florida. There were some orange grove operators there that decided they wanted to sell off portions of their orange grove to investors with the idea that they would continue to harvest the oranges on behalf of the investors. And so that went on for quite some period of time. And eventually the operators said either they're not making enough money or they want to retire. Something changed in their world. They didn't want to keep doing this. So they sent letters to the investors saying, hey, we're not going to keep harvesting the oranges anymore. Here's your plot of land. Here's your tree. And the investors objected and said, we didn't buy a tree. We didn't buy a plot of land. We bought an investment contract where we understood that you were going to continue harvesting and selling oranges and sharing the profits with us. So that went all the way to the US Supreme Court. And what the seminal point of that case was that they had to define whether this met the definition of an investment contract. Well, at that time, there was no definition for an investment contract. So the Supreme Court came up with one. And this is what it is. It's an investment of money in a common enterprise with an expectation of profits based solely on the efforts of the promoter. All right, so these first three things can mean a lot of things. We could have an investment of money in a joint venture, or you know, you and a buddy are putting your money together and you're gonna go out and buy something, you're both gonna work hard to make the whole deal profitable, but there's none of this fourth prong because everybody's relying on all of the people involved in the deal to participate and generate their own profits. But when you start dealing with passive investors, now you're creating this Howey test investment contract. So now all of a sudden, you're the promoter. You're the one who has the deal. You're offering investment opportunities to passive investors, and they are investing their money in your common enterprise and expecting you to make profit on their behalf. They are passively invested. They're not in control of their money anymore. You are. So when you cross that threshold of taking control of an investor's money in an investment contract, then you're selling these investment contracts. So what kinds of things would qualify as an investment contract, right? When you form an LLC, you have the opportunity to form it as manager managed or member managed. If you're forming it as member managed, all of the members are presumed to be in control of their own investment in that LLC. When you're forming it as manager managed, by law, you are designating the manager of that LLC as the one who is in control of that investment. And when the members of that manager-managed LLC are passive investors, then you've created, by definition, you've created this investment contract. We can have that same scenario in a limited partnership, where there's a general partner and a limited partner. And the general partner is the one who's in control. The limited partners are contributing money, but they're not participating in management decisions. So investment contracts can come in the form of LLC interests, if there's a manager, or limited partnership interests. Okay, what might not be an investment contract? Well, a general partnership, where everybody's a general partner, everybody's in control. Or a joint venture. Typical joint venture structure would be a member-managed LLC, where the members are in control of their own investments. And your investment doesn't have to be cash. It can be time. It can be knowledge. So if everybody stays in control of their own investment and nobody is taking control of the bank account on behalf of other passive investors, then you are creating something that is not necessarily treated the same way as this type of an investment contract. So here's some more, just reiterating what I just said. Okay, corporate shares, same thing. You've got a corporate structure, you've got officers, you've got directors, you have people in control of the money, and they're issuing the shares to passive investors, so corporation shares, or certain trust interests.